Well, CAFS, as we speak, are doing some pretty cool stuff. They're rolling out a new model of care. It's all about helping our young people who've suffered trauma. It's got a very fancy name called the TBRI, or Trust-Based Relational Intervention. Let's find out about it today and what we can expect from the program. For the first time on this program, the Deputy CEO of CAFS is Melissa Violani. She joins me this morning. Hello, Melissa.
Good morning, Brett, and good morning, listeners. Thank you for having us and entertaining us this morning.
How long have you been in the 2IC role for, Melissa?
I have new to CAFS and new to beautiful Ballarat. So I joined the team at CAFS at the end of last year, so just in the first quarter.
Oh, congratulations. I'm glad you've made the tree change. Now, Melissa, this thing called the TBRI, you've actually been working on embedding it in CAFS for the last 3 years. Why are you getting really serious about it now?
We found that this was a model of care that was introduced 3 years ago, but at a very entry point, whereas now we're embedding it in a much deeper way. By doing that, we do understand that the informed trust-based relational intervention is a really terrific way to engage our young people, particularly those that have suffered with trauma. We're thrilled to have George and Ursula over here from Immerse, which is a foster care agency in New Zealand, and they're helping us just ensuring that our carers and our team members all get an opportunity to really understand the importance of this therapeutic way of caring.
Well, Melissa, on that note, I might bring Ursula into the conversation this morning. Welcome to Ballarat from New Zealand, Ursula.
Thank you, Brett.
I'm off to the South Island.
Are
next
you?
Next month.
Lovely.
Can I borrow your car?
Okay. That's a long way to drive.
That'll be an off-air conversation. You're here in Ballarat to help the CAFS team with this model because you know it works, right?
Yeah.
What has it done for Immerse, your organisation in New Zealand?
So we work directly with not only our own caregivers, but we're government contracted to work with our care and protection system in New Zealand. So we are also training all of their caregivers, which are 50% often family members. So we we ran an evidence process with the data in 2018, and basically evidence-based the practice to work in increasing caregivers' confidence in what they're dealing with. We didn't see a massive drop in children's behaviours, which was very interesting in the data, but it absolutely helps to transform homes and lives. And I've sat in the chair long enough for people who've said, "This changed my life." I said, if I had $1,000 for every time I've heard that, I won't possibly retire. So yes, it's an incredibly simple, intuitive, but amazing, profoundly effective model.
Yeah, I guess, Melissa, when you hear words like that from Ursula, you're on the right path, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. CAFS are very much 100% behind this, right through to our board of directors, down to our frontline staff. And to be able to expand that and bring all of our caregivers into this model with us is a very exciting time.
Now, Ursula, tell us about the three basic principles of TBRI. They're called empowerment, connection and correction. Why have you focused on those three principles?
Well, I didn't focus on them. Dr. Karen Purvis and Dr. David Cross, who put the model together, basically grouped ways of treating children from hard places, they call it, or those that have suffered early developmental trauma, in a holistic approach. So connection, we kind of flip it around a bit. Connection first. You can't get anything from any other human being really without connection. You can get compliance, but you won't get healing. Mm-hmm. So if you want to create or deepen any influence that you might have, you have to first have connection. So there's a lot of just simple strategies and tools, and we get the training teaches you first to look inward. What is in my history that shows up in this interaction? What is it that belongs to me, and what have I maybe not resolved for that? And then how is that triggered by the little person or big person in front of me? So that's the mindfulness piece. And then we have the proactive strategies. So things that build connection, that build trust. There's lots of little tips, so I won't waste too much time because this is the show. Then we move to empowering. Mm. Empowering principle for TBRI is about how do we empower the brain and body of children and young people and adults who have a biochemistry and a neuro system that is hardwired to always be in fight, flight, freeze. How do we empower that body to be able to reduce that stress level so that it can take on learning? So that's the empowering one piece. The other part is how do we look at the environment? that we're putting these people in, and how do we scaffold that environment for them to have the most success? Things that a lot of people don't think about. A smell can be triggering. The light can be triggering.
Right.
You know, there's lots of things. Water intake is really critical. A lot of stressed people are actually really clinically dehydrated because that turns off when you've got to survive. And then we move finally to correction. Of course, we get called in because people want us to go, here's the magic wand.
There is no magic wand, I'm guessing.
And so we say, yep, we will help you with that really difficult situation, but it will be at the end.
Mm.
And so we've taught by the time we get to correction, there are two things that are set up and trademarked, I guess, is the word from TBRI, and that's the ideal response and the levels of response. And so it just gives people a visual picture, and carers and support staff and anyone working with somebody who has grown into a big body but not necessarily grown up.
Okay, you painted that picture beautifully, Ursula. Great. Melissa, we've spoken to plenty of representatives from CAFS over the years about your challenges recruiting foster and kinship carers. Would you imagine this TBIR program will make it easier to get those people involved because of the additional tools you're giving them?
Look, we're certainly hoping that it's a point of difference to understand that those do come and join us. We'll have a wider and deeper level of support. You know, it is difficult at the moment for all agencies, foster carers, and the same Ursula will talk to, that even across in New Zealand, it's an incredibly difficult space to recruit. So we certainly hope that by introducing this and bringing all of our carers on the journey, that is just another added value to encourage people to come and sign up and be a foster carer.
If you reckon you can help out, go to cafs.org.au. I know you've got lots of training to do, Ursula, so we'll let you get back over the road to CAFS. Melissa, thanks for sharing the TBRI model. I hope the week goes well. Thanks for your time.
Terrific. Thank you.